From South Dakota Public Broadcasting, this is your SDPB News Podcast. I'm Julia Stelter in Sioux Falls. Today is Thursday, June 25th, and here are today's stories. Mayday Health and the state government await the ruling on a preliminary injunction connected to advertisements placed in South Dakota after the fall of Roe v. Wade. While occasionally uneasy, both parties remained cordial through the trial. CJ Keene reports.
Though tensions rose at certain points, with a witness casting doubt on the trustworthiness of Attorney General Marty Jackley and the state describing Mayday Health's actions in terms of a criminal conspiracy, both parties left the courtroom with handshakes Tuesday. The day-long hearing in the Rapid City Federal Courthouse is the latest step in the year-long legal battle between health education nonprofit Mayday Health and the state of South Dakota. Mayday had previously put advertisements at South Dakota gas stations that asked readers, quote, pregnant, don't want to be, with a link to the organization's website that offered resources including links to mail-in abortion pills. Our previous coverage on this matter can be found online at sdpb.org/news. Outside the courthouse, both parties say they felt good about the day's events. Jackley said he's confident in the state's position and legal standing.
We want the best medicine so that if there is a complication, a tragic situation, we want medical providers, those that are trained and equipped to deal with that, not doing things over mail order where we don't know if it's coming from China, we don't know the efficacy standards. So I think that's really what the legislature was trying to accomplish.
Meanwhile, Jim Leach, the Rapid City attorney representing Mayday, says providing information is not against the law.
There's an enormous difference the law recognizes between speech and action. People can speak about all kinds of things. There's just nothing here for the state to prohibit us from speaking other than the fact that the state doesn't want us talking about abortion.
Key witnesses included Leo Reisner, the executive director of Mayday Health, attorney and pro-choice advocate Nancy Turback-Berry, AG's office investigator Kayla Kelman, and former OBGYN and abortion opponent Patty Gebink. A decision is expected next month. I'm SDPB's CJ Keene in Rapid City.
A new affordable housing complex is breaking ground in Spearfish. The $9.3 million project will be the first to use part of a federal affordable housing fund approved by Congress in 2024, according to South Dakota News Watch. The U.S. Census Bureau shows a 34% population increase in Spearfish over the last 15 years, creating a need for more housing. The 32-unit complex, named Peakview 2, will be next door and nearly identical to the Peakview Apartments in Eastern Spearfish, built in 2024, according to the project developer. The complex will feature 1- and 2-bedroom apartments. Newswatch reports they hope to begin accepting tenants in summer 2027. Authorities say a tip connected to a child exploitation investigation led to a drug bust in rural Meade County. The Meade County Sheriff's Office says they got a warrant to search 42-year-old Kevin Gilmore's home following an investigation originating in Minnesota. When authorities searched the home near Piedmont, they found 157 pounds of marijuana and 10 to 20 pounds of psychedelic mushrooms. They also found several computers and electronic storage devices. The investigation involved more than half a dozen state, local, and federal law enforcement agencies. Two departments in the city of Sioux Falls are collaborating to link long-term parks and recreation planning with community health priorities. The city of Sioux Falls is using findings from its community health assessment to make improvements that align with the needs of citizens. The Parks and Recreation Department is working with the Public Health Department to make data-informed decisions on future investments in parks, trails, and recreation programs. Brett Collars is the Assistant Director of Parks and Recreation. He says people in Sioux Falls are wanting more areas to stay active, whether they recognize the connection to overall public health or not.
Residents tell us they want neighborhood parks, they want trails, they want natural areas, and they want indoor recreation opportunities given our cold climate. Those priorities directly support the healthy living goals identified through the community health assessment. Parks and recreation facilities are among the most accessible health resources we have in our community available to residents.
Every 3 years, the Sioux Falls Health Department meets with Avera, Samford, and Sioux Falls Veterans Affairs to conduct resident surveys and focus groups. This community input is then combined with local, state, and national data to understand the city's biggest health challenges. That's according to Jamie Rogenbauer, the city's public health program manager. Rogenbauer says the 2025 assessment shows how the public health system goes beyond the walls of a doctor's office.
One of the things we're seeing through our community health assessment is that health improves when opportunities improve. When people have access to parks, trails, recreation centers, our community programs, they're more active, they're less isolated, and they're better connected.
A few new projects are already using the health assessment to make community improvements, including the Frank Olson Recreation Center opening in 2029, the Keene Park Aquatic Center opening in 2028, and the Westside Recreation Center. U.S. President Donald Trump is returning to South Dakota for the America 250 Mount Rushmore fireworks celebration. Governor Larry Rodin and U.S. Senator Mike Rounds announced Trump's attendance Thursday morning. This is the first time a fireworks display is being held at Mount Rushmore since 2020. Trump attended that event as well. This year's display is July 3rd. Tickets are required to attend. They were distributed through a public lottery, which ended in April. With a large crowd expected in the Black Hills, including President Donald Trump, fireworks are on the front of minds of public services. Though drought conditions have eased, the threat of wildfires is always a question mark this time of year. CJ Keene has more.
Recent rain may have greened up the Black Hills, but the most recent report still has the entire range in some degree of drought conditions, ranging from moderate to extreme. With the 4th of July knocking and a particularly heavy tourism load expected for the America 250 celebration, that has Deputy Hunter Rice from the Pennington County Sheriff's Department reiterating the ground rules.
During the dates, there will be a heightened presence with extra patrols to monitor fireworks as well.
Pair that with prior warnings from fire watchers that this season is shaping up to be an especially dangerous one, there's already an air of tension among the public safety community. Specifically, they're keeping their eyes on the area where large personal fireworks are forbidden.
Fireworks are dangerous to be around. They have the potential of starting fires. Specifically in the Black Hills Fire Protection District, you aren't allowed to discharge any fireworks at all. And that's pretty much everything west of Highway 79 from Hot Springs up to I-90, kind of near 61 going west.
Residents or tourists found in violation of firework restrictions are subject to a $500 fine or 30 days in jail.
If somebody is in jeopardy, somebody's getting hurt, there's a really high risk, you can call 911.
That's alongside a voluntary curfew the office is requesting Rapid Valley residents abide by at 11 p.m. on the 4th. While it's not legally binding, officials say Rapid Valley is known for large-scale firework detonations for the holiday. I'm SDPB's CJ Keene in Rapid City.
Mayoral candidate Christine Erickson declares victory despite having only a 2-vote lead in a race headed for a likely recount. Her opponent, Jamie Smith, has indicated he plans to pursue a recount. State law says the votes need to be canvassed, which can take up to 6 days, before a candidate can officially request a recount. From there, a recount would need to be completed within 10 days of the request. This means the city could potentially wait over 2 weeks for final election results. The next mayor of Sioux Falls will begin the roll on July 17th. Alongside the mayoral runoff election in Sioux Falls, there are also 3 runoffs in the city council. In the at-large District A, James Oppenheimer beat Vince Dawn. In the Central District, Zach Okuwe received more votes than Zach DeBoer. And lastly, Sarah Pankinen won over Michael Crane in the Southeast District. All 3 winners are new to their positions. And that is your daily news update. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, X, and YouTube at SDPB News. And be sure to visit sdpb.org/news to stay up to date on our journalism as it comes in. As always, thank you for listening.